You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
I've just got a little note here for everybody. Can I read it? If that's okay with you. I just felt it was a lot at once. I kept trying and making mistakes. I viewed perfection and control as my only goal, and I was seeing others' successes as the lowest bar that I had to hit. I realize now that I'd burnt out. I had to stop to focus on the important things in my life. All the while, my heart never stopped. My head never settled. And I was lost in the maelstrom of desire and responsibility. I couldn't realize that the small victories would lead to larger ones. Instead, I chased. I tripped myself constantly. I needed to reset and reform what my purpose was. And in the time I was gone, I saw and heard things that incensed me, that I could not accept. I saw gaps filled with others' views, but lacking my own. Thoughts, feelings, needing to vent and escape. Instead, they festered. The lack of creation created a vacuum, and I began to realize that my expression had for so long been a coping mechanism. There is more to archaeology. There's more to me. It's not just visceral awe. There's more to history than dates and wars, and more for society to understand in order to grapple with the present.
This episode was produced by Chris Webster from his RV traveling the United States, Tristan Boyle in Scotland, DigTech LLC, Cultural Media, and the Archaeology Podcast Network, and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.